11 minutes after 4 Central African time. It's a beautiful Wednesday morning. Yawmul Arbi'a, the 1st of December 2021, which is also the 26th of Rabi'ul Akhir 1443. Let's welcome our beloved Ustad early this, mashallah, beautiful Wednesday morning. Ustad, welcome to As-Safina to Ilal Jannah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fikum Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussein. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we study the Seerah Mubarakah, the noble biography of the master Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, we find that the Milad Mubarak, the honorable auspicious birth, took place in Makkah Mukarramah, and then till the age of 40, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most beloved to everybody due to his sublime character, honesty, integrity. And then at the age of 40, the revelation started. Chapter 96, Iqra Bismi Surah Alaq, the first 5 verses were revealed. After the revelation, this led to the greatest revolution, and that is people started opposing the message, the Quran Sharif, and the messenger, Allah forbid. And that continued for 23 years at the age of 63. Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's demise took place in Medina Munawwara. But prior to that, and this revolution, we find that majority of the Arabs then embraced Islam in the 8th year after the Hijrah, 3 years prior to the demise of the Master alayhi salatu salam, because they realized that this is the truth and they had to embrace the messenger and the message of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the greatest miracle, it was, it is, it will always be the noble Quran, the living constitution, the living miracle. And therefore, for Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, in today's lesson, chapter 17, Surah Bani Israel, verse number 88, is giving a challenge to humanity and to jinn. In the entire universe and creation, 2 types of creation are mukallaf, are given certain obligations. One is human being and one is jinn. So jinn are that invisible creation, and they were created min nari samum, the smokeless fire. But Almighty Allah has made many things compulsory upon them, and so forth and so on. So here we find Almighty Allah giving a challenge. This challenge has been mentioned in 3 different places in the noble Quran. So what is the challenge? Remember, the Quran Sharif comprises 6,236 verses, 114 chapters, and 540 ruku sections. So this is the challenge. So let us see what is the first challenge Almighty Allah gave humanity and the jinn, the invisible creation. Chapter 17, verse number 88. Qul, you, ya Rasulallah, ya Habibana, rahmatalil alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Prophet Muhammad, inform them, announce them to them. La inijtama atil insu wal jinnu that all of you, human being, and the jinn, you combine, you merge, you assemble, you get together. Ala ayyatu bimithli hadhal Qur'an, that you will bring a replica of this Qur'an. You will bring something very similar to it. And that is a challenge from Almighty Allah. We as Muslims believe the Quran Sharif, the noble Quran, is a direct speech of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and preserved in its purity, authenticity, no addition, no omission, no interpolation. And from the time of the Prophet, peace be upon him, Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's time till today, uninterrupted, millions of people, male, female, adult and children, have memorized this noble Quran. Children 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years old, who don't even know Arabic. Arabic is a foreign language for them. So you bring a replica of the noble Quran. Almighty Allah answers, La yatu nabi mislihi. They can never bring a replica. Walau kana ba'duhum li ba'duin zahira. Even if they assist one another and help one another in that regard. The Arabs are linguists par excellence. They were masters in prose and poetry, and yet each one of them failed and will continue failing right till the day of justice. So that was the first challenge. In Arabic we call tahaddi, and of the entire Quran Sharif. Then we see in Surah Hud, chapter number 11 and verse number 13, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala explaining to them that now I am making it even easier for you, and that is Qul fa'atu bi ashri suwarim mithlihi. You inform them, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that you bring 10 surahs, 10 chapters similar to the Quran Sharif. And lo and behold, where is this verse mentioned? In chapter 11, verse 13. So before this challenge, there are 10 surahs, there are 10 chapters. You can't call that a coincidence. You will call that the perfect knowledge of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So address them, you produce and reproduce 10 surahs similar to the Quran in glory, beauty, style and diction, muftarayat, which you can invent and fabricate, wad'u man istata'tum, and call whosoever you want to, besides Almighty Allah, in kuntum sadiqeen, if you are truthful. So that was the second challenge. First, the entire Quran Sharif, the entire noble Quran, 114 chapters. Thereafter, the second challenge, and that is of 10 surahs, 10 chapters. Then the ultimate challenge. Surah Baqarah, chapter number 2 and verse number 23. Chapter number 2 and verse 23. وَإِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِّمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ أَبَدِنَا. If you, human being, you have doubt, what we have revealed piecemeal, gradually, on our special servant, precious servant, most beloved to us, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then you, this is the ultimate challenge, فَأَتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّمْ مِثْلِ, then you bring a replica of one chapter only, comprising 3 verses, and this is chapter 2 and verse 23. And before this verse here, you find this one chapter. Do you see that? So there was 10 surahs, and it was, remember that, before that, these 10 surahs, 10 chapters. And yeah, before this one chapter. So far to be suratim min mithli, bring one chapter, comprising 3 verses. That is the shortest chapter in the noble Quran, chapter 108, and that is Surah Al-Kawthar. Wad'u shuhada'akum min dunillah, and call your witnesses and whosoever you want to besides Almighty Allah, in kuntum sadiqeen, if you are truthful. So it shows that the miracle of the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam lives on. So we take the Quran Sharif, we take the exposition, an explanation of it. And that is what Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, explained to humanity and jinn, that see, this is the import, this is the meaning, this is the connotation of this verse and so forth. So we take that, the Quran Sharif, the Ahadith Mubarakah, the Sunnah Mubarakah, both are wahi and revelation, and we present it to the world. Now you make up your mind, that are you going to believe in your man-made human being's constitution, which many a time are not worth the constitution, not worth the paper on which they are written, when they tell you that we have to give out condoms to 12-year-old children, then any normal human being will understand how far, far away human being has drifted away from the path of Rahman, from the path of Almighty Allah, and joined the path and the road and the party of Satan, Shaitan and Lucifer, and gone far, far astray. So this is our final constitution, no amendments, no changes in its pristine purity, and the challenge till today is valid. Any person, anywhere in the world, bring all the linguas par excellence, and you bring one surah, only one. So in time of the Prophet, and he was there, an imposter, Musaylimah al-Kazzab, the liar imposter, he said, I receive revelation. So his votary supporters asked him, what did you receive? So he said, I receive al-feelu wal-feelu wa ma adraakam al-feel khurtumuhu tawil wa zanabuhu qasir. He said, the elephant, and the elephant, what will make you understand the elephant? All this is stole from the Quran. And he said, the trunk is very, very long, and the tail is very, very short. His votary supporters told him, Musaylimah, Kazzab, you're a big liar. Even you know you are lying. And they laughed and mocked at him. So that is what happens to people who go against the message and the messenger. So may Almighty Allah make us of those who are attached to the noble Quran and the teaching, preaching of the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah Aziz, between 11 and 12 today will be the bliss of marriage. Between 1 and 2 we will continue with the tafsir, and tonight inshallah Aziz, we will be in Cape Town and the masjid where we'll have the program, the mosque, Masjidul Huda, and that is in Mitchell's Plain in the New Woodlands area. So inshallah after Maghrib, so Maghrib day is around 7:45, so about 8 o'clock or so, the lecture, it won't be live, it will be just there for them, and inshallah that will be our tonight's program. May all, may Allah accept us all and take us all safely, inshallah.
Ustad, you know the brother Theo Pele, yesterday that he said, I think it was yesterday, day before yesterday, he says that he does not want to be cremated. So I see this morning he says, please, I want to be part of the ship to paradise. How do I get in? Brother Theo Pele, Ustad.
My brother Theo Pele, to be part of the ship to paradise, a person has to embrace Islam. Mm. And to embrace Islam means from the inner recesses of our heart, that we believe in all the articles of faith and we accept Islam, and remember that we remain on Islam and we pass away with Islam. So if you say you are ready, then we are ready anytime, we like the ever ready battery, you know. But you must have the firm conviction that yes, from the inner recesses of my heart I believe that only and only exclusively in Islam will I find my success and salvation in this world and in the year after. The ball is now in your court, my brother Matteo Pele.
Somebody says, your Ustad, is it true that only the pious bodies get preserved in their graves? How do you explain the body of Fir'aun, Ustad?
Remember that one is Sunnatullah. That is the system of Almighty Allah. So Almighty Allah shows us in 1929. So now we are in 2021. So it means in the past century. So if you go to a place called Madain, I've been there. With Allah's help, Allah's mercy, hadha min fadli rabbi, hadha rahmatu min rabbi, is only the grace and mercy of Allah in Iraq. And there you will see the graves of Salman Farsi, the Persian radiallahu an. You will see the grave Mubarak of Huzaifa bin Yaman radiallahu an. You will find the grave of Abdullah bin Jabir radiallahu an. So remember, these are Sahaba, companions, students of the Master alayhi salam. The king of that time in Iraq saw a dream, and then he forgot about it. The Grand Mufti then saw the dream. He informed the government and they said yes. They said that we must now exhume these bodies because water is seeping into this grave. So when the news spread like fire, the ulama of Hijaz, Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, Taif, Jeddah, they said, no, hold on. It's not every day you exhume the body of the students and companions of the Master Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our Hajj season is very near and pilgrimage season. After Hajj, we want to be present. Saudi Arabia, as we understand it today, only came into existence in 1932, 23rd September. This is prior to that, 1929. And then it was postponed to after Hajj and pilgrimage. Thousands of people came, Muslims, non-Muslim, and they exhumed the bodies. Lo and behold, the eyes were shining, the hand and the bodies were all intact and nothing was missing. So these are the beloved Sahaba, and this is well documented. Remember that sometimes that is sunnatullah for pious people. It happens. Yes, it happened to the Pharaoh as well, and we know he's dispatched to Jahannam and the hellfire. Quran Kareem speaks of that in Surah 40 verse 46, chapter 40 verse 46, and that is the Pharaoh and the cronies and comrades of fellow Pharaoh. Surah chapter 40 verse 46, An-naru yu'raduna alayha ghuduwa wa 'ashiya. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us that the Pharaoh and his cronies, they are presented to the fire day and night, morning and evening. So that is now the azab-e barzakh, azab-e qabr. And remember that wa yawma taqumu sa'a, and on the day of justice, adkhilu ala fir'auna ashadd al-azab, that they will be dispatched, remember, to the worst of punishment. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us all these lessons here. And we must remember that Almighty Allah teaches us that his body has been preserved. فَالْيَوْمَ نُنَجِّيكَ بِبَدَنِكَ لِتَكُونَ لِمَنْ خَلْفَكَ آيَةٌ. That I myself went to the Pharaonic Museum in Cairo in Egypt, and the guide will tell you that this was this Pharaoh and that Pharaoh 5,000 years ago, 6,000 years ago, so many. So I one day before, once we were there, before she, the lady, could announce it, I said 5,000 years ago. So she just looked at me, who's this person announcing before me? She said, how you knew? I said, everyone you're telling us is 5,000 years ago. So chapter 10, make note of it, chapter 10, Surah Yunus and verse 92, فَلْيَوْمَ نُنَجِّيكَ بِبَدَنِكَ. So today we preserve your body, O Pharaoh, لِتَكُونَ لِمَنَ خَلْفَكَ آيَةٌ, so that you will be a sign and a lesson for people in the latter generations. He was so crazy and mad, this Pharaoh, he and the Pharaoh of Musa alayhi salam's time, Prophet Moses' time, peace be upon him, he said, أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَىٰ, I am your supreme being, I am divinity in the form of humanity, I'm your God. So Almighty Allah humiliated, disgraced him, and this is Qudratullah, the power of Allah. And in chapter 10, Surah Yunus, verse number 92, Almighty Allah has mentioned it to show humanity, all these Arab tanpot dictators we have, all these Muslim tanpot dictators we have, all these kuffar and leaders we have, they lock up who they want to, and they speak of human rights, and they speak of democracy. What our people are doing there in Gitmo, Guantanamo Bay, what is my sister doing there in Dr. Afia? So all those haram activities, oppression, transgression, torture, persecution, so these are the modern day faraina, the modern day pharaohs, the tinpot dictators, but their time will come. So that is a lesson for each one of them, and therefore the body of the Pharaoh, if you go near near, you will see the nose of the Pharaoh is a little bit damaged. One fish just gave him a little tickle, like you say. So that Allah is showing us, he, Pharaoh, said, this Nile and everything is under my control. Allah said, nay, it's under my control. And we're going to humiliate you in the same water and in the same ocean and same rivers and dams and everything. So that is the lesson Almighty Allah gives humanity and posterity.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. Brother Abdullah and Sister Matullah, Ustad from Australia, says, Salaamu Alaikum, brothers. How do you calculate zakat, and is it payable every month or every year? Abdullah Cornwall, Ustad.
My brother Abdullah Cornwall, my sister Amatullah, hope, father, mother, brother, all doing well. Our brother Ibrahim, brother, sister Maryam, our mother, and your brother Amatullah's brother Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr means the one who helps the weak and the people who are destitute. So that's what you want to do. My brother Abdullah Amatullah, zakat means growth. That today the Western idea, theology, custom will tell you if you have 100,000 and zakat is calculated at 2.5%, so your money will get less. We say no, Islam is supralogical. When you give and pay your zakat, then what will happen? For the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah, make a note of this, brother Abdullah Amatullah. Wa ma ataytum min zakatin turiduna wajhallahi fa ulaika humul mud'ifun. When you pay your zakat solely, only for the love of Almighty Allah, Allah will multiply it many, many fold. Surah 30, remember that is Surah Rum, and verse number 39. So we can see the glory, the beauty of the Quran. So zakat means that growth. Zakat means purification. Today our hearts are saturated with the love of wealth. So the more zakat we pay, then the love for wealth will decrease. The love for Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, the love for Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Messenger peace be upon him, Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, our love will be enhanced. So you can pay daily, you can pay weekly, you can pay annually. You work it out according to the Islamic calendar. We are in the month of Rabi'ul Akhir. Next week Monday will be Jumad al-Ula. So you say Muharram to Muharram, you say Ramadan to Ramadan, whichever month you want to choose. And in that way there, you can pay lump sum or you stagger the payment. And the people who are the recipient of zakat must be poor Muslims. See, my brother Abdullah Amatullah Cornwall, and what is that? Chapter 9, verse 60. Almighty Allah mentioned 8 different categories of people who are entitled to receive zakat. Wallahi ma naqasa malu min sadaqah. The more we give for the love and pleasure of Allah, the more our wealth will increase. And Quran says that yamahakullahu riba wa yurbi sadaqat. Almighty Allah will erase and wipe out, remember, the usury, the interest, the viaj, the suit, and all that. Wa yurbi sadaqat. And Almighty Allah will let the charity increase. So that is the system of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. So therefore, every Muslim, we should make sure that we are paying our zakat. Zakat means compulsory charity, and sadaqah means the voluntary charity. Chapter 2, verse number 276, if you want the reference of that.
Ustad, before I read this message to you, I know you always taught me to say hadha min fadli rabbi. And yesterday when I was in Nigel, so many, many people were praising you as well, Ustad, being our senior teacher. And this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The question says here from Dr. Bilal Banele. He says, Salaam alaikum. Allah has favored me today. Kindly, my elder brother and his wife has accepted my message by the mercy and will of Allah. He is taking the shahada with his wife, his two sons, and his daughter. Kindly help us with the shahada now. Bilal Banele, Ustad. I did message him and he says, I asked him now, is he ready? Have they chosen the names? to you, Ustad.
MashaAllah, Dr. Bilal, that is what we want. We want networking. People do networking. We want to open more shops, more branches, more factories. We want our spiritual networking. Brother Abdullah, Sister Amatullah in Australia, Dr. Bilal in Durban. So give me all the people there, brother. So it is your brother? Is Dr. Bilal's brother?
Gee, so I've got here, he says it's his brother, Ustad. He says, my brother decided to go with Muhammad. He wants his name Muhammad. His sons, Uthman and Umar. His wife takes the name Amina and the daughter Aisha. Ustad.
MashaAllah. So we got five people there, MashaAllah. Five is correct, right?
Correct, Ustad.
So MashaAllah. So all five of you, Muhammad, Amina, Umar, Uthman. And who else? One more is missing, I think.
Gee, his wife takes Amina and the daughter Aisha, Ustad.
Aisha, MashaAllah. So all names of Sahaba and so forth, MashaAllah. And the name of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Excellent, excellent. So whatever I am going to say, all five of you must repeat after me, and MashaAllah, you chose your name and you remain steadfast. Whatever you want to know, you ask Dr. Bilal. Oh, MashaAllah, you go there to the Jamiat Ulama KwaZulu Natal in Alpine Road and opposite Al Falah School. They will give you a lot of literature and so forth. So let us now read, my dear brothers and sisters, another historic, momentous occasion. We thank all the directors of Radio Al Ansar International. We thank our brother Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and the entire capital group.
Ameen.
Allah's fadl, Allah's grace, Allah's mercy, that today again another family embracing Islam. So let us read now. Ashhadu, ashhadu, Allah ilaha, Allah ilaha, illallahu, illallahu, wa ashhadu, anna, anna, Muhammadan, Muhammadan, abduhu, abduhu, wa rasuluh. So the meaning is, you repeat and after me, the translation of it, I bear witness, that truly, there's none worthy of worship, that there's truly none worthy of worship, illallahu, except Almighty Allah. And I also bear witness, that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, we say sallallahu alayhi wasallam, was, is, will always be the last and the final messenger and prophet of Almighty Allah. I also bear witness that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was, is, will always be the last and the final messenger of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Allahumma, come we raise your hands. Allahumma thabbitna ala al-Iman. Wa amitna ala al-Iman. Wa ahshurna yawm al-qiyamati bal-Iman. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana. Wa hablana min ladunka rahmah. Innaka antal wahhab. Ya Allah, out of your grace, out of your mercy, your benevolence, the wasila, the barakah of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our Dr. Bilal Banele, and our the priest who embraced Islam, Brother Ibrahim Anderson. He was very instrumental in meeting that Australian family. Ya Allah, kudrat ka karishma. This is the manifestation of your mercy, Ya Allah. You choose whoever you want to. Choose us for your deen. Make our khatima ending on Islam, Ya Allah. And let Islam go and permeate every hook, nook and corner of this world. Ya Allah, people know of load shedding, but we know of taking your nur and your message to all parts of the world. We read and conclude, Rabbana atmim lana nurana waghfir lana. Chapter 66, verse number 8. Ya Allah, perfect for us our nur, our radiance, our effulgence. We are weak, Ya Allah. We are sinners, we are transgressors. It's only your mercy that you select and choose us for your deen, Ya Allah. Waghfir lana, forgive us, Ya Allah, for all our sins. You made satari, you covered and concealed our sins. Innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. Ya Allah, that you have power over everything. To all five of you, mashallah, Muhammad, Umar, and Usman, Aisha, Amina, that hani an lakum, we salute you, congratulate you. Today you are like a newborn baby. Chapter number 8 and verse number 38. Qul lilladhina kafaru iyantahu yughfal lahum ma qad salaf. When a person embraces Islam, Allah announces your sins are forgiven. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam announces innal Islam yahdimu ma kana qabla, as mentioned in Mishkat Sharif. Islam erases and expunges the sins of the past. I must thank my colleague Maulana Arafat Atia and our team here, Brother Junaid and Brother Riyaz Hussein, the entire team of Markaz Sahaba. So mashallah, you Brother Bilal, you know the ulama and the people you can contact. So let the network continue. This is the spiritual network. We want that people embrace Islam, not what you see on the TV. We are the most peaceful people on this earth. We don't have wine, we don't have swine, we don't have, we only have Adam and Eve, we don't have Adam and Steve business. So all that, take the best and share it with the rest. Allah Ta'ala guide us all. Barakallahu fikum.
Ameen, 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 thumma ameen. I see Mulana Malik from Canada, Ustad, he's crying. And he says, I must tell you, Hamara kam yehe, Ustad.
Barakallahu fiq, beshak hamara kaam yahi hai. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne farmaya haj ke mauke par fal yuballighu shahid minkum al-ghaib. Mona Malik in Toronto in Canada is crying and says, this is our function, our duty. I said 100%. The master alayhi salam commanded us, those of you present, go and take the message to those who are not present. So this continues till today. Those of us who have Islam become true ambassadors, not of a country, become the ambassador of Islam and present Islam to the world. Before I came down, so we make dua. Allahumma hadina wahdi bina waj'alna sababan liman ihtada. Ya Allah, you guide us. Ya Allah, you make us such that we can guide others. We become instrumental in bringing them into the fold of Islam. It's only the fadl, the grace, the mercy of Allah. So 11 to 12, inshallah, bliss of marriage today, and 1 to 2, the tafsir commentary will continue, and in Kapstadt, Cape Town, inshallah, 7:45 or so is sunset. After that, inshallah, we will be in Mitchell's Plain and Masjidul Huda, and that is the new Woodlands area. So that will be our program today. Barakallahu fiqh.
Salam. Allah says, Ustad, welcoming them to the family of peace and tranquility, thanks to Allah Almighty. Brother, once you become a Muslim, it's like uplifting a mountain out of your shoulders, Ustad. So-